We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
President Trump's ambassador to the European Union will be in the hot seat in about 15 minutes from now to answer questions about his role in the president's Ukraine policy.
Let's hear what we can expect from Gordon Sondland and why this is so anticipated. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. This is highly anticipated, to say the least. In just about 15 minutes, the House Intelligence Committee will reconvene, and the spotlight will be on America's ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, a man who has already revised his testimony to say that in early September, he had a conversation with a senior aide to the Ukrainian president and told him that aid to Ukraine would likely not be released unless the Ukrainian president went forward and publicly announced the investigation that the president had requested. Last week, we learned that an embassy official at America's embassy in Kiev was at the dinner table with Gordon Sondland, where Sondland's on the phone with the president right there at the cafe, and which the president is overheard to ask about the investigation. And Sondland essentially says that the Ukrainian president loves Mr. Trump and is willing to do anything he asks. So there'll be lots of questions about the direct communication the president has had with Gordon Sondland and the conversations that Sondland has had with Ukrainian officials. And the big question is, will his testimony affirm the Democrats' case that the president did apply this direct pressure on the Ukrainian leadership to advance his own political interests? That's the key question.
Sondland had this conversation with the president while sitting in a cafe in Kiev, and two people who were at that table who said they heard the conversation, they could hear the president's voice on the phone with Sondland, they're coming to testify as well.
That's right. And they will testify, for example, David Holmes, who's the U.S. embassy official, he'll testify on Thursday, tomorrow. But what'll be very interesting is whether the White House tries to distance itself from Gordon Sondland's testimony. Up until now, one of the more effective Republican arguments has been that the witnesses are not directly speaking to the president's intent or desire or knowledge of what the president even said. Well, today's witness has that direct knowledge because he specifically spoke with President Trump. Will the White House try to say, well, Gordon Sondland may have spoken with President Trump, but lots of people speak with President Trump. Oh, and by the way, maybe Gordon Sondland isn't telling the truth this time because he's already changed his testimony.
Yeah, they can't call him a never-Trumper after giving $1 million to the inaugural campaign either. All right, Stephen Portnoy, we're listening. Yeah, it's true. We'll listen for your coverage.
Stephen Portnoy, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.